Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 323 of Heroes Unlimited. We're beginning third level spells here. And today, I am torn. You know, I picked a dumbest thing on this page, but I'm vacillating about it even as we speak. Let's start with the easy stuff first. We are, of course, on Blind Watch throughout the magic section by way of pointing out the hideous redundancy of these rules. We're pointing out every time there's a spell that involves concealing something from sight in this very limited space. As we've discussed, about 9 separate spells do this, or 8% of all the spells on the list. Usually each one offering its own contradictory rules about what it means not to be able to see something. And today is no different. Today we arrive at invisibility colon simple. This is a spell that just turns you invisible. No specific penalties are given here, curiously. Like cloud of smoke, darkness, blinding flash, all the things that keep people from seeing give rules for what happens when you can't see someone. But invisibility, which does nothing else but make people unable to see you, doesn't list any particular rules for that. However, fortunately, we can consult the other power categories for this, right? There is psionic invisibility, there is superpower invisibility. They offer the rules we're looking for here, which say -6 to strike, parry, and dodge people you can't see, which of course disagrees with all the other spells about not being able to see someone. Mark it down in your Blind Watch workbooks. Invisibility colon simple gives no specific rules, but we can look up elsewhere what the rules are for invisibility, and they also do not match the rest of our Blind Watch spells. With that out of the way, let's get to the difficult stuff. There's a spell on this page, Energy Bolt. I am really torn about it. I think maybe it shouldn't be here, but I'm on the fence about it. Let me give you the opposing side first. Let me argue first pro Energy Bolt. If you read comic books with magic-wielding superheroes, you're going to see them constantly firing Eldritch Bolts or some shit. Generic, glowy energy that just zaps out of their hands. Sometimes it looks like something when it's on their hand, like there's a visual effect of an Ankh or like a big star or something, and then it zaps out as a bolt and it hits people. And we don't really need to question what this is. It's Eldritch. It's made of Eldritch material or energy or something. And anyway, it zaps over and it hits people in the chest. And that's all we need to know about it. It's like a magical laser beam. As a wizard, you are thematically incapable of carrying around a conventional firearm or a laser pistol. Therefore, you get an Eldritch Bolt as compensation. This is very much a comic book trope. I can't deny that. Also, it's a handy thing to have, like an all-purpose, easy, no specific energy type, just I do X amount of damage to you with magic. That's a great, simple combat option for a wizard character to have in a superhero game, where wizards are not like out plumbing the mysteries of the universe, contemplating their navels, having philosophical debates. This is not fucking Mage the Ascension. This is Heroes Unlimited. You learned the secrets of the cosmos so you could go fight aliens and bank robbers. And to do that, the easiest solution is Eldritch Bolt. Zap, zap, zap. My magical enlightenment embodied in laser form. But all that said, here's my objection to having Energy Bolt here. And by the way, this is a new spell for Heroes Unlimited 2nd Edition. This was not in Revised. Energy Bolt is so boring. It is so boring, and it does not redeem its boringness by being extra useful. Let me just read you this power verbatim. I try not to give, you know, whole chunks of text like this, but just to show that there's nothing up my sleeve, just to show that I'm not leaving out something that would redeem this power. Here it is. Quote, Energy Bolt. Range, 150 feet. Duration, instantly. Damage, 4d6 SDC. Does not increase with experience. Already we got a problem, because you only get so many spell selections. This is not like psionics, where it's like, oh, I'm fourth level now. My brain has thousands of new neurons, and these neurons know how to create an energy sword. Good for me. You got to go on a journey to get a new spell. So when you give me a spell that doesn't advance at all, doesn't get any more useful, never improves, it's almost like a wasted spell choice. You know, I'm not going to go to a mountaintop with an avatar of the cosmic balance and pretend I care about philosophy for like 9 full months to get a spell that I'm going to use for one level, especially this spell. But anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. Quote, saving throw, dodge of an 18 or higher. So this is like the one good thing about this spell. You don't roll to strike. Your total to strike basically counts as an 18. PPE 5. The incantation creates an energy bolt that the mage can mentally direct by simply looking at his intended target. The bolt may appear to fire from a hand, finger, or the eyes, but needs no physical gesture such as pointing. SDC damage is normally 4 six-sided dice, 4d6, but is increased to 6d6 under the influence of a ley line and 8d6 at a Leyline Nexus. PPE cost is still only 5 despite the increased damage capability. One energy bolt can be fired at one target per each spell invocation. So this, in a game full of energy blasts, is the boringest of energy blasts. It goes 150 feet, never farther. It does 46 damage, never more, barring, you know, outside Leyline shenanigans. You need an 18 to dodge it. I mean, probably the most flavorful thing about this spell is that you don't need to gesture to use it, so it can theoretically just come out of whatever part of your body with no movement on your part. And this raises the possibility of, like, talking to distract someone while you shoot them with an Eldritch Blast out of your belly button. Maybe you could wring some kind of bonus out of the GM from that, but a bonus to what? There's no strike roll. I guess maybe they would get a penalty to their dodge if you could trick them that way, shoot it out of a weird part of your body. But there's just not much here. I mean, the name is nothing. Energy Bolt. There's no theme. It's no particular kind of damage. And the damage, 4d6, I mean, it's fine, but consider, a spell of this level takes two actions to cast. So you're taking two full actions to cast a spell that does as much damage as a regular handgun. Like, for example, I actually looked this up, because unlike in comic books where, like, a wizard would be far too fancy and spooky to just carry a gun around and save their magic for other shit, in Heroes Unlimited, a wizard might very well decide, look, I only got so much PPE. I'm not made of sedated mice here. If I got some shooting to do, let me just carry a gun for that, and let me use my magic to, like, teleport and fly and turn invisible. So yeah, you might just have a gun, and you could easily get a gun that's this good. This spell has no advantage in damage or accuracy over, let's say, a 38 special Mauser revolver. Costs $300. It has, like, a 2-inch barrel. So, I mean, it's not as concealable as carrying nothing and just shooting blasts out of your belly button, but it's very small. It's a very concealable gun. You're going to be able to use it for most of your superheroing tasks. And yeah, for $300, you can have the effect of this spell just on your hip, like, for free in terms of potential psychic energy. And, you know, two shots from a Mauser, you can aim them at two different people, do 2d6 each instead of 4d6 to one target. It's more flexible too. It's got longer range. Also, a 38 special Mauser is a thing. There's a picture of it. It's a specific gun. Unlike this energy blast, which is not a specific thing. It is a generic glowy energy bolt. I'm really on the fence about this one because sometimes in a role-playing game, you want to give people a generic option. You know, a superhero wizard might say, I'm not really a fire guy. I'm not really a lightning guy. Can I just shoot magic directly at them? Can I just have, I spend this many potential psychic energy and I just, like, roll up my magical knowledge into a ball and, like, throw it at their chest? And there's no flavor attached to that at all. It's just, like, trading points for damage. That's mechanically useful, and I understand the impulse from a player side that you sometimes want that power. But the designer and the GM in me thinks this is really a waste of space. This is a nothing power, especially in this form. Because if you want this to be a generic power, if you want this to be like Doctor Strange's Eldritch Bolts that he's going to use all the way back in his doofy 1960s pre-levitation cloak days all the way up to present, then it should scale. It should get better as the character gets better. Instead, this is a total speed bump. This is a power you take because you need some way to, like, leverage this magic into effective crime fighting. You know, you get all these other spells that do all these esoteric things. You know, you can make people float in the air. You can set very small fires at a distance. You can survive in airless spaces. But, like, what am I supposed to do to bank robbers? This is a power that you take because you've got no good options. And then you spend a couple levels on it, and you're done. Because, and this is why I think ultimately I do come down against this power, like, one level later, there's the Firebolt spell, which does 1d6 more damage, and you can adjust the damage down. So it's in all ways a more flexible spell. So we do have a blasty spell. It comes one level later, and it's better than this one. If you can just hold out one level, you'll take Firebolt, and you'll be fine. Normally, I don't do this, because this is not like a game design podcast. I'm not here to save Heroes Unlimited. I'm here to complain about it. But let me be unwantedly constructive here for just a minute. Energy Bolt shouldn't be a spell. Energy Bolt should be a basic wizard power, like Astral Projection, or Getting a Familiar. Just a thing that wizards can do, and it scales, and it's no big deal. There's no need to take up this space on the spell list with this flavorless option. And honestly, there's no reason to use this at all. You should get yourself a revolver. I mean, certain superheroes really do raise that common sense question, especially in a role-playing context. Like, if you're Superman, sure. If you're Wonder Woman, sure. If you're Green Lantern, sure. Use your powers to fight crime. But if you're Doctor Strange, wouldn't it sometimes be useful to have a weapon? If you're just a regular squishy human being who happens to have certain special talents and you're going to go fight hardened criminals and goddamn monsters, maybe drop by the local gun store and just get yourself some kind of a sidearm. Wizards in fantasy games do it all the time, right? I mean, if you're a high-level wizard, maybe you're walking around with just your robes and a sense of inflated self-importance. But if you're a low-level wizard, if you're like a first-level wizard, of course you have a crossbow. Because for all your years of magical training, what it amounts to is you can basically do one cool thing every day and it lasts for 6 seconds. So get a fucking crossbow. Ultimately, that's the side I have to come down on. You only get so many spell selections in this game. There's only so much space in the spell list for cool spells for wizards. To fill this space in the book and on the spell list and on a character sheet and in a character's progression with a spell that is made obsolete by a $300 handgun, ultimately it's dumb, despite the fact that it's backed up by comic book tropes. There is a better way to implement generic magical blasts, as much as I love the adjective eldritch, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Now, I did vow that in every instance when I complained about something in this section, I would suggest something to replace it with from Heroes Unlimited Revised. And today, my selection is Swirling Lights. Unlike Energy Bolt, which just does boring type damage, Swirling Lights is a great debuff. It's a huge, confusing, distracting light show. It causes people to gaze helplessly into it and not pay attention to anything else. The only exception is that if they're attacked, then they'll kind of snap out of it, but they still get half their normal number of actions because they still kind of have their eyes half on the light show. That's how good these fucking fireworks are. Think of how good a fireworks show would have to be for you to watch them in rapt attention, just gazing at them. The greatest 4th of July you've ever had, standing there, mouth open, thinking about apple pie or baseball or some shit. Then somebody comes up and fucking rocks you, fucking decks you in the side of the head. And then you turn around and you like put your dukes up, but still your eyes are like drifting over to the fireworks. Oh man, those are so cool, you say as you block the next of their hammering blows. Those are some cool fucking fireworks. And talk about a debuff, like draining half of the actions away from a group of foes. That's a big impressive thing for a wizard to do, with pyrotechnics to go with it. Once again, like we talked about last time, concrete imagery. It's a cool spell. Dropped, ruthlessly dropped in Heroes Unlimited 2nd Edition to make room for this generic garbage, Energy Bolt. I feel more and more certain as I go. As I continue this podcasting and I continue drinking this delicious alcoholic ginger beer, I feel increasingly certain that Energy Bolt can go fuck itself. I drink Krabbies when I record these. That's what I'm talking about. It's delicious. I don't even drink really, but I like ginger ale, and this is a good ginger ale. It's not too sweet, it's got a nice bite, and it makes me feel confident in my arbitrary decisions, so I appreciate that. Join me next time as we discuss a truly redundant spell and put this golem business to bed once and for all on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.